Jeff Lindsay is in Hawaii, and Ireland floated her the cash to go.
Mace, her dog ate her stimulus check. Hasn't that happened to everyone?
At some point, yeah. Your dog has eaten your stimulus check at some point.
Not one time, ever.
Yeah.
Has your dog ever eaten your stimulus
check? Never! I don't think I qualify for any stimulus checks. Do you?
I have been snookered.
She'll pay you back. Yeah. She'll pay you back. I have confidence.
We'll see. If not, I wonder if I would have an outlet to shame her into paying me
oh,
back.
Oh, yeah, I wonder. So last night, John, it was an AD takeover. He did it Friday. He did it again last night. This is the AD that I have been waiting for and expecting.
Mace, how you feeling about jumping off that boat? How you feeling about last week when you were in a full-blown panic and you just jumped over and splashed? You and all the listeners, oh, this is the end. Oh, my God, we're going to the play-in tournament. This is over. This is a legitimate concern. Anthony Davis can't play. How do you like them apples?
Yeah, well, I mean, I was calling out Anthony Davis because I just don't think he was Anthony Davis. I think on Friday I said he's not playing like a top-five player over the weekend.
And now two games in a row.
Absolutely was playing like a top five player. He was a dominant force both Friday against Portland and last night. And the Lakers all of a sudden have a chance to dodge the play-in tournament, although I still think it's generally a long shot. They are two games. They're one game behind Portland, but because Portland holds the tiebreaker, they're technically two games behind the Blazers.
Okay, so this is interesting. So I agree with you. I think they're I'll use the word likely.
Likely, yeah.
To play in the playoff game because they don't control their own destiny. But here's what everybody's looking at.
Okay.
Last night you saw why nobody wants to play. None of those top three seeds want to play the Lakers in the first round.
Well, especially not with LeBron and Schroeder.
And by the way, LeBron is apparently coming back either tomorrow night or Wednesday night. They haven't clarified it, but a lot of reputable people like Shams and Chris Haynes and you know, people who are in the know.
Yes.
People that talk to Clutch are reporting that LeBron has had two pain-free workouts.
Yes.
And he's either coming back. So, and then you see last night a perfectly healthy Suns team that's been the hottest team in the NBA since the end of January, just not having any matchup for Anthony Davis. They didn't even need LeBron or Schroeder or Kuzma. So the Suns can actually have a small say in this, maybe. Here's what I mean.
Okay.
The Lakers, as you pointed out, are in seventh, but it's not a lock. They would move to the sixth if they somehow finish a game ahead of Portland, who they currently trail by one. So really, they're two games out of where they need to be.
Right, they need to pick up two games in the final four.
Okay, so each team, the Lakers have four, each team has four games left, but we're going to count the Portland plays the Rockets tonight, who are tanking.
Yes.
So we're going to assume Portland wins that game.
Yep.
So then the Lakers play the Knicks tomorrow night, and they might be getting LeBron back. So let's assume, just for the sake of this discussion, that the Lakers win that game.
Yes.
All right? So then you're in a situation where each team would have three games left, and you think, well, in that case, the
Portland
Lakers aren't going
to needs to lose two out of three.
Right. But here's the Portland schedule. At Utah Wednesday. Okay, nobody wins at Utah. And
right.
Utah needs to win to lock in the number
one
seed.
Yeah, they've got a two-game lead on Phoenix now.
So let's call that a loss.
Right.
Okay? The interesting game, the one you want to circle. And by the way, the Lakers get Houston on Wednesday. So let's assume the Lakers win.
That's the night they raise the banner.
Right, but they're not going to lose to Houston. So
no.
Now all of a sudden, they play Utah on Wednesday night. The Lakers beat Houston. Utah wins in Utah over Portland.
Yeah.
And the Lakers and the Blazers have the same record. Okay.
Right.
So then you look at the two games after that. Okay. All Portland needs to do is, you know, you'd still think it's Portland, but they play Phoenix on Thursday in Phoenix. So think about this. The Suns got tagged last night.
Yes.
They could actually kick Portland into the seven so they could play Portland in the first round instead of the Lakers. They, in essence, can help decide who their first round opponent is. Now, the Portland would still need to help the Lakers out. They finish against Denver on Sunday, and there's a chance Denver's going to be locked in to the four, but still, the Suns don't want to play the Lakers.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm the Suns, I'm not going to play hard against Portland, or I'm going to dial it back against Portland, because I'd much rather face the Blazers than I would the Lakers.
Right.
No, wait a minute, it's the reverse. You want to beat them to knock them to the seven.
Correct.
Yes. That's
so
what you want.
I don't think Portland's getting any favors here. I think they're going to lose Wednesday in Utah. I think they're going to lose Thursday in Portland. All right? And then they finish against Denver. But if they go 2-2, Mace, and we go 4-0, we're the six.
Correct.
Which is what you don't want, because then they would play the Clippers. But
yeah,
I want
the Clippers
that
in the first round.
I want that because I don't think the Clippers can beat them, and I don't want to play in the play-in tournament.
Yeah, I've said it over and over again. I think the Clippers are the toughest matchup that the Lakers have got, and the Clippers are playing, although they lost last night, right?
They lost yesterday at Staples
yesterday
to the Knicks.
Yeah.
But here's something else to think about and why my side of this discussion is the right side. The Warriors, very quietly,
they're scary,
over the last 10 games,
yeah,
are the number one defensive team in the Western Conference. The Warriors. And by the way, they've been, you know, the Lakers are right there with them, but the Lakers have been number one, like, over the season.
Yes.
The Warriors have been very quietly tuning it up. And I think that when you look at Steph Curry and his ability to drop 50 on anybody.
Yep.
You don't want a one gamer against the Warriors.
No.
And that's what you're arguing for, because you're trying to avoid the Clippers. You're not seeing the forest for the trees.
Well, here's the thing, John. That could be Memphis. Memphis is just a half game behind Golden State right now. So
yeah, but
your
first-round
matchup
State
could be against Memphis.
Right, but I think Golden State's going to win out. I think they're playing really, really good. So that's why I don't want to play. I don't want anything to do with that playing game. And I say that thinking that I think the likely scenario is the Lakers are in it.
Yeah, I mean, likely.
There's too many things that need to happen for them to avoid it. But that's the kind of one scenario by which it's not ridiculous to say they get the six. That was my long way of saying they could still get the six. But
yeah.
I think you were right what you said at the start of the show. They're probably the seven. They probably play the play-in game, which would be at Staples next Tuesday or Wednesday. And then I think the Lakers win that and go into the playoffs as the seven.
So you need them to dodge the play-in tournament so you can get a vacation.
Right, but I'm not counting on it. Like, for example, I've canceled all those plans.
You've canceled all the plans. You don't have any faith.
I have. Well, because you're getting to the point where you need to cancel or else you're on the hook for some of this
yeah
stuff. And,
look, there you jumped.
No, that's you in the water, and I'm not throwing you. I'm still picking the Lakers to win the title. You think they're going to lose to the Clippers.
You both just did it.
You know, can I just point out, you can twist my words as much as you want.
Right.
But all I have
that's
said
what I do
is
for a living,
that's
by the way
the team I don't want to play.
Right.
I haven't said they're going to lose to the Clippers. I've said that's their toughest matchup.
Yeah.
That's different than they're going to lose to the Clippers.
Not scared of them. Bergman, are you scared of the Clippers?
No, not at all.
You got to fix your mic there.
Okay. He said, "My ear." Yeah, don't talk to me.
Yeah, don't talk to me. Don't ask
my
Bergman
pleasure
anything.
My pleasure.
Yeah, we get to dodge him.
Okay.
Meanwhile, John, the Dodgers have hit the skids in a way that is almost indescribable. They went 2-8 on this road trip. They have lost five consecutive series. Remember, this is the
and by the way
that,
even the game they won this weekend they tried to lose.
Yeah, they tried. The bullpen tried everything they could.
They were
to
up
give that
13
lead
up to nothing, and they ended up winning, what was it, 14-11?
Yeah, 14-11 on Saturday night. The bullpen is terrible. Dennis Santana has not been good. Mitch White has not been good. On top of that, Joe Kelly came back on Friday. He gave up four runs in two-thirds of an inning. Their bullpen is terrible, but in the end, John, it is the scuffling offense that is the reason. We have now wasted four consecutive really good Trevor Bauer performances.
Right.
I mean, he's been pitching his ass off, and he said afterwards he's really pissed he came here to win. Yeah, I mean, we're not producing runs on a consistent basis now, And that is why the Dodgers are where they are, which is 2.5 games behind the Giants and one game behind the Padres in the National League West. So actually third place in the NL West right now.
All right, so let's ask the real question here.
Okay.
When does this become
It's a good question.
A thing? Yep. All right? Like right now, it's not a thing yet.
No.
You know, there's still – anybody in their right mind would say, you know, the Dodgers, they're 18-17. You know, they're hovering around 500 because they got off to such a great start.
Yep.
Most people would still pick them. But let's say they lose – they continue this pattern of losing series. How many in a row did you say they've lost?
Series? They went – well, they – five consecutive series.
Okay. So I'm looking at their May – rest of May. So here are their series. 2-gamer in Seattle, 3 in Miami, 4 at home against Arizona, 3 in San Francisco, 2 at Houston, and then wrap it up with 4 in San Francisco.
Yeah, just a little correction. Seattle's here for 2 games. Okay. Miami's here for 2 games. Arizona is here for 4 games.
So a homestand, but an 8-game homestand, right?
Yeah, 8-game homestand.
Okay. If they continue, let's say they lose all 3 of those series, and then they lose the Giants series, okay?
Yeah, then it's at San Francisco after that on the 21st.
And then there's a little 2-game trip to Houston and then 4 more with the Giants here. Right. So if they go the rest of the month under this pattern, losing 2 out of 3, losing 3 out of 4, and let's say fall 8 games behind in the West.
Right.
Is then it a thing or is it still too early?
Yeah, you know what? Here's the thing. You're saying if they're 8 games back in the West?
At the end of May.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a thing. I mean, if that were to happen, that would be a thing.
Well, June, they would still have June, July, August, September. They'd still have 4 months. I still would pick them.
You'd put them under 500, and if they lose 2 out of 3 to the Giants, Mace, they lose another game there.
Mace, they're under 500 if they lose these 2 games to Seattle.
Oh,
over
yeah,
the next
yeah.
2 days. They're off today. They play Tuesday, Wednesday. If they lose those games, they're under 500.
Yeah, it's sketchy right now. And offensively, they are definitely scuffling. And obviously, part of that is injury. Still no Cody Bellinger.
Although, did you see the video that somebody leaked?
No.
Of Bellinger running in the outfield?
No, good.
Yeah, Bill Plunkett said he'll believe Bellinger is close when he sees him run, and now he's running.
There you go.
So I think there's a chance they could get him back before the end of the month.
You know, this is all Mason's fault, right?
Hey, now you sound good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I had to switch microphones, so now we're all good.
Too bad. We got a working mic now for you. Datsel Martinez tweets, please, Mace, reverse the curse. Stop this madness. You two guys were talking like this team was not going to lose 10 games all year, and this team can beat anyone. He says, he thinks, and a lot of people think, that once I started dissing the Padres.
Yeah,
talking
I agree.
Because I think it's an adorable
Hubris
little franchise.
Hubris comes before the fall.
And they're doing such cute work down there. It really is. They can't compete with the Dodgers. But that everybody thinks since I started bagging on the Padres, that's when the skid started. Now, I would argue that when the Dodgers were winning, I'm a regular consumer to the Sedano, LZ, and Cap show, and Sedano just kept going on about how boring the Dodgers. They're so boring. All they do is win. It's boring. You know what? He's the one that is responsible for this jinx. He is the one
that has to take responsibility for this. Yeah, but he doesn't have the sway that you do.
No, John, listen to this.
Sedano doesn't have control. What that show's been on the air for, what, 2 months? You've been on the show for...
Yeah, he's been in L.A. for 10 minutes.
Right, yeah, you are the one that... there's a proven track record of you messing things up.
Can I just point out, I am the Dodgers' good luck charm. I was there for the World Series last year. I was, as you would say, in the building for the World Series. Oh, I guess it was 6 games in that series. There I was, right there. I was their good luck charm.
Would have been 4 if you weren't there.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, it would have been a sweep.
Yes.
What happened when the Rams were in the Super Bowl? You were right?
Mace, you sacrificed. You walked all the way to the stadium and back, Mason.
Yes, I did. I walked all the way to the stadium and back. I had to walk around this great big
Uber, you were scared,
lake to be able to get there. I mean, it was crazy. I had my N95 mask on the entire time.
You were at all the games of the Astros World Series.
Yeah.
They lost.
They cheated. We should have won.
Of the Red Sox World Series.
That was no low contender, as they say. That was a no contest.
Rams
Red Sox
went to
were
the
way
Super
better.
Bowl, you went and they lost.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
You're the only one at the station who's been to a Dodger game this year, and now they're losing.
Yep.
You do seem to leave a trail of losery everywhere you go.
Not in the bubble.
Yeah, you weren't in the bubble and the Lakers won the title?
I was not in the bubble. Yeah, I was not in Orlando.
There's a pattern here. See, I don't give Sedano any credit for that.
Oh, I'm trying to put the blame on him. I'm trying to hang him with the blame.
So listen to a little bit of why there's some blame for Sedano here. Because on this show, he was talking about how boring the Lakers were, and then AD and LeBron eventually just went down right after all of that. Then right. He was talking about how boring the Dodgers were, and then Cody Bellinger went down that same day.
Oh, you know,
if Sedano thinks that those things are boring, I mean, what does he think is not boring?
At? You know, I'll tell you what's boring. I'm going to put the jinx. Sedano's boring. Sedano bores me. He bores me.
Yeah, he really isn't though. Yeah. I mean, he's a high energy guy.
Did I put the jinx on his show? Boring.
We need a jinx off.
Yeah,
between
jinx,
the two.
Yeah, that's true. Jinx off. That's true. All right. Hey, coming up next for you, John. Major dilemma regarding a Saturday night dinner I had with
you
Juan's
had or
family.
Having, had. It was past. You, this, oh,
this past.
This past Saturday.
Saturday.
Okay.
And there was a moral dilemma that I want to bounce off you coming up next. By the way, phones are always open. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. You can tweet us at Venice Mace, M-A-S-E, at L-A Ireland. You can also IG me at Venice Mace. And you can email the show, venicemace@gmail.com. Mason Ireland, 710-ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, Ireland, there we are. Me, Juan, Juan's mom, Juan's stepdad. There we are. We're
wait
at
a
dinner
minute.
On
before
Saturday.
Before you continue with this story,
yeah.
Can I just say, you're not allowed to start a story with, I had dinner in La Jolla over the weekend. That's my gig.
That
you're
is
not
your
allowed,
gig.
You're not allowed to go to you don't even have the clothes. You couldn't even meet the dress code. In
that's
La Jolla.
Where they live. I what can't help the, it.
Who it's, let you into one of my elite snobby it, areas?
It
this
is
an outrage.
It is a very fancy area. There's no question about it. And
you
it
go to George's?
To say I had dinner in La Jolla. What?
Did you go to George's?
No, we went to a great Italian restaurant called Osteria.
Okay, I've
which is
been
downtown,
there.
Downtown La Jolla.
No,
right at
yep.
the Cove.
No, right.
So,
right
so there we are. We ordered a great big dinner, it's Mother's Day Eve, and we're all excited about that.
Oh, that's good. So you're doing something for Juan's mom.
Correct. And okay. So we wait, and then we wait some more, and then we get our order in, and then we wait some more, and then we wait some more, and finally it comes to the point where Juan's mom says, could we please have some more bread? And the waiter basically snarls and says, I'll get to it. I'll get to it. Now,
really?
They were in the weeds, completely in the weeds. Place was packed. They had a group of 18 in a main dining room, and they were obviously scrambling. But the snarling, I'll get to it, raises the issue. Now,
oh, I know where you're going. This is a great question.
I understand when somebody's in the weeds and you're not getting great service, and it's not really because of them, right? The restaurant is overwhelmed, and the guy's doing the best he can. But the snarl, I'll get to it, is what is the breaking point for me. Now, at that point, given the fact that not only was he in the weeds, but he was kind of mean about it.
And it sounds like ridiculously behind, like you were waiting and waiting and waiting.
Very behind.
Yeah.
Do you leave a tip at that point, given the fact that he was rude?
Okay. This is my position on this.
Yes.
As a former waiter.
Okay.
He doesn't deserve it, but you have to leave one anyway. And here's why. You're bordering on a public figure. One of the worst things that could do about you, one of the worst things that could be attached to your reputation.
Bad tipper.
Or no tipper.
No, yeah, don't tip
okay.
at all.
That if it gets out that you don't tip,
yep,
it will follow you everywhere. It's
yes.
one of the worst black marks you can have on a personal resume. I know he doesn't deserve it. Here's what I would do.
But you agree he doesn't deserve it.
I do, but I would still tip him.
Okay.
And for a couple of reasons. They have to share tips now. So okay. everybody else, you would be punishing everybody else because he was a jerk. And if you really felt strongly about it, you could leave a review on like one of those websites that everybody checks before
yeah,
you.
I've never stuff like that.
Yeah, I've never done it because I'm afraid it could get traced back to me somehow. But it's one of the prices you pay for your public life. You can't be the one who doesn't tip.
Okay,
you can't be that guy.
Put me in the role of nobody, just regular guy. Take out of it that I'm Steve Mason, and I'm on the radio and all that stuff. Just regular person. Do you tip, given the fact that the waiter was rude and mean? Honestly, mean.
Yeah. It's a great question. By the way, 877-710-ESPN.
Yeah, this is a good one.
877-710-3776. Just because I used to be a waiter, I probably still tip. I've had those days where I'm sure I wasn't as friendly as I could have been. And I would feel terrible that I punished the rest of the staff because I was a jerk. But here's what you could do, Mace. Like, I always tip 20%.
Yes.
You can tip them 15. You can just say, you know, 15 is the is I think the accepted minimum you can tip somebody. Like, I go 20 normally. I'll go to 25 if they were great.
Yikes.
If they were less than great, I'll go to 18, but I'll never go under 18. And you, in this particular scenario, if you felt strongly that you wanted to send a message, you could do 15, but you can't do zero.
Okay. What about you, Greg Bergman? What would you do?
So I was a waiter for a very long time, too.
Yes.
Over 10 years, very easily. You absolutely tip 20%, and you keep it that way. How was everything else? Did you guys get drinks? Were the drinks good?
I got one Diet Coke out of it.
Well, did anybody else get drinks? Were their drinks good? Did the bus boy that cleaned up everything, did he come by at the right time?
Address the point that the guy, not that the service was slow, but that the guy was rude.
Sometimes if you're in the weeds, it's not acceptable. If you're a waiter, you should never be rude to your customers unless they're being rude to you also. But you still have to tip, and you hit it, Ireland. You actually hit it exactly why. Because the tips get split amongst so many people, you're now hurting all of those other people for no reason because you got offended by the
well,
waiter.
Wait a minute. What if the waiter was – what if Mason – what if anybody would have been offended? You're blaming Mason for being the offended party there. What if the waiter was the guilty party?
Yeah, he was. It sounds like he was the guilty party, but you still have to tip because of where all the other money goes to and all the other people. And they work off of tips. Like, these people that are waiters and waitresses and bus boys and bus girls and, you know, and bartenders are all working off of tips.
Right. And Mace, here's the other reason why. If Lindsay were here, she would say there is probably a Reddit strain somewhere.
I'm sure there is a Reddit thread, yeah.
Where if word gets out that you went to a nice restaurant and didn't tip, and you pop up in another restaurant.
Yeah.
I mean, you could probably get away with it because it wasn't where you live. But let's say this was a restaurant. There's so many great restaurants in Venice over by where you live.
Sure.
Those waiters and waitresses all talk to each other. Some of them work at both places.
Yeah.
They might do something to your food.
Okay, what do you think I did?
I think you tipped.
I will tell you next. 877-710-ESPN. I'll tell you what I did with this dinner thing on Saturday night. Plus, coming up for you, John, we'll go from La Jolla to McDonald's. Things you didn't know about McDonald's from a Reddit thread of McDonald's employees.
Really?
And I will say, this is actually interesting stuff and not negative stuff. Okay? Interesting stuff, but not negative stuff. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
We wish them the best, Travis Rogers and Alan Sliwa, starting next Monday. You know, we had so much fun when we were doing the crossover with Sliwa.
Yeah, do you think Travis will loosen Sliwa up a little bit?
They're doing some bit. I heard it last week called Ask Slee. And they ask him, like, any question. Like, what would you most like to have on barbecue? Stuff like that, just weird stuff. So it's kind of loosening him up. The one thing about Sliwa is, he doesn't necessarily roll with the jokes
doesn't like to be the butt of jokes.
Correct.
Which is hard on a sports radio station.
Yes, it is. It's tough. Anyway, they start next Monday at 9 a.m. That's great news. So I had the experience of going to dinner on Saturday night. If you missed this, we waited a long time for the food. Ultimately, we did get it after a while. And then when Juan's mom asked for more bread, the waiter, like, snarled at her and said, "I'll get to it." I'll get to it.
All right. So let's get some reaction to this. Paul in Studio City. Hey, Paul, you're on 710 ESPN. What should Mason do in that situation?
Well, guys, I have I have experience in the restaurant industry in L.A. About 11 years. I've worked in Beverly Hills. I've served a lot of the rich and famous in town. So I got some credentials here. What I'll say is, look, if you have great service and above, it's like 20%. If they did the job, it's 18%. If it's kind of bad service, like, you leave 15%. Now, this is Mother's Day. Literally, it's one of the busiest dining days that servers have all year long. You need to go out of your way no matter what to make sure. If there's a mom who hasn't had bread, you know, they've had a long wait, the server definitely should just be polite in that moment. I'm sorry for the delays. You can understand why. Move on. Yes. You have to be professional no matter what. If it's really offensive, right, like to the point where you're like, man, this is just, that's it. I'm offended. You know, this is my mother-in-law, this is my mom. Then you got to start thinking, you know what, maybe I'll leave 10%. And maybe the hardest working person in that restaurant that doesn't get a high share of the tips, in my opinion, has always been the busser. So if you know the busser was doing their job, slip the busser a 5 or a 10 and then give that server 10% or less. But, you know, the hostess, she'll get her money. The bartender will get her money. And, like, hostesses usually get more of the percentage of the tip, at least in the restaurants I worked in, than they deserve. So that's kind of my two cents.
All right. Thanks, Paul. That's helpful. Here's Ray in Koreatown. Hey, Ray, what should Mason have done in that situation?
I would have said, I get it, Mace. You know, you're like a C-list celebrity, but I mean, I wouldn't give him a full tip. I just can't give him a full tip. I would have started just like the previous call. I would have started off at 20, and if it got worse, I'm just chopping away at it until I feel like he's got like a 5% tip.
5%.
Wow. I couldn't do it. Yeah.
I've had experiences where, hey, if the waiter doesn't want to help, I got you. I feel you. I'm not going to tip you.
All right. Interesting.
That's a hard-ass attitude there.
Yeah. Hey, Jorge, we lost Aaron, right?
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah. Let's go to Brandon in L.A. Hey, Brandon, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Good,
Everything's
Brandon.
Everything's great, man.
Dude, I had the same experience. I was staying at the Omni Resort in La Costa in Carlsbad. Mm-hmm. And I was with my wife and my two kids, and the same thing happened to me. He saw that we were extremely pissed off, and he gave us a free dessert because he knew he's getting no tip if he did nothing about it. And so we still gave him 18%, but if he didn't give us the free dessert, we're totally giving him no tip.
Free dessert or bust?
Wait, Brandon, you would have walked out with giving him zero tip.
Yeah, because I was waiting for 25 minutes. We got a villa at the Omni Resort.
Yeah, that's a high-end joint.
Yeah, no one was there. It was empty. And we waited 20 minutes to order drinks. And then he was mad when I said, "Can we order drinks?" And he walked away in the middle of my conversation my wife was having with him. He realized that he was being a jerk to a mom. And I'm like, dude, no tip. No tip. And then he came back. He said, I am so sorry. I will give you a dessert. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to be a jerk. He gave us a free dessert. I still gave him 18%. Moved on with my life.
All right, good.
Okay, excellent. All right. I will tell you, while we're talking about it, I did what people are going to say is a jerky thing, but I think is the right thing.
Really? What'd you do?
Well, the first step was I tipped 10%.
Okay.
The second thing was, on the bill, I drew a smiley face.
Oh, no.
And I wrote, smile, !!
All right, you're going to end up on Instagram. You are. That's what those guys do.
But I'm just reminding the guy that his job is to be convivial, congenial, friendly.
Convivial is not a word.
I think convivial is a word.
Look it up, Bergman. Convivial is not a word.
It usually is a word when he says these things.
Yeah, when I say it, normally it's a word.
Smile!
Of an atmosphere or event, friendly, lively, and enjoyable is convivial.
Thank you.
Oh my God, how do you do this every time?
I got words stuck in my head, and they're oftentimes right. So I tipped 10%, so I did leave something. And then I left another tip, which was smile.
Smile!
Smile!
Right. Here's Carlos in Brea. Hey, Carlos, you're on 710 ESPN. What would you have done?
Hey, I would not leave a tip to somebody that's being rude to me when I'm going there for them to provide a service for me. I would not leave a tip. I mean, I'm not a celebrity or nothing, but Mason is. So they know who he is. They're not going to know who I am. So that's my point.
Yeah, but you'd be comfortable, Carlos, if the service was bad, leaving zero tip.
Correct. Yes, I'll be comfortable doing that. Or at first, if they start off being rude, I'll just ask for a manager to switch my waiter. Maybe it recently happened to me. I went to a restaurant, Lucio's Barbecue. The waitress was so rude to me. I asked for the best waiter they had. They gave me the best, and I physically gave her a $50 tip in her hand.
Good for
free. Totally switching my experience.
All right.
Excellent.
So,
thanks, he's Carlos. Saying slip them some cash.
That's consistent with I just got a text from a guy named Kevin who is a really good waiter. That's how I met him.
Yeah.
He used to be a waiter at my favorite restaurant in Manhattan Beach. And he says, as a current
server. He's not your bartender, is he?
No, he was just the waiter.
Okay.
But as a current server, if you receive bad service, I wouldn't be mad if you perhaps gave $5 or $10 each to the busser, bartender, and food runner, but not to me. It's easy enough for you to see who they are before leaving. I think that'd be a weird dynamic, though. Me walking up to the bartender and slipping them money, walking up to the busboy, slipping them money, you know. But I guess you guys were waiting for so long, all those people eventually would have come by your table.
Oh, no, eventually. Sure, eventually they were going to stop by. Though, what's weird is this was actually being mean to the mother at the table.
Right.
That's what made it worse. It was the actual mother.
Also, John, your way of doing that is actually proving a point. Like, I'm going to give money to every single other person except for you because you were terrible. So that was the right way to do
it. It's just I'm wondering logistically if that's easy to execute. You know what I mean? Like, you don't always see the busboy. You don't always see the bartender. Hey, here's John in downtown L.A. wants to weigh in. Hey, John, you're on 710 ESPN.
Hey, guys. Mason, going to a restaurant on Mother's Day, especially right now when restaurants are having staffing issues, that's a rookie move. I expect more of you.
Wait a minute, John. John, I disagree. Everybody went. I took my mom to a restaurant. Everybody
goes
to
Mother's Day tradition.
Yeah, what did you do? Do you still have your mom? Did you take her out?
Oh, yeah. I cook. I made lamb chops and a beet salad. And I'm a good cook. And plus, otherwise, if I would have gone to a restaurant, I would have way in advance said, let's do it on Saturday or pick another date.
Mason did do it on Saturday.
I did it on Saturday
This was
night.
Saturday night.
Oh, okay. Well, that doesn't. I like the way you handled it. I think because it is a team environment, you know, a good restaurant has a team environment, and that's what makes it a good place to work. Somehow they've got to know that a teammate is letting them down. So I would have cut the tip in half at least, for sure, especially being rude to mom. Come on. And I would have left some kind of note or some way tried to let them know why, because they're a team and they need to know.
Excellent.
All right, thanks, John,
for the phone call. I think that's pretty much what I did, right? That's pretty much the way I handled
it. There's always these – like, remember I gave you guys that one I had a year or so ago where I was out to dinner, and I know the owner of this restaurant, and it's a great restaurant.
Yes.
And a friend of mine was in there, and now he won't go back because he saw the bartender. You know those little – pour tops that you take you unscrew the top of a bottle or uncork it and you put a bar top on it so you can, you know, quickly mix drinks.
Right, right.
And he saw one of the bartenders. She was getting like a vodka bottle or a whiskey bottle, and the top popped off by accident and went in the trash, and she put it right back on top of the bottle.
Yeah.
And
that's bad.
Well, but my question is, should I tell him?
Oh, hell yes.
But I know he'd fire her.
Yeah, but I mean, this is a health and safety issue.
I know, but we're in a pandemic.
You can't dump stuff in the garbage and then stick it back on the bottle. That's
would it be better if, now I know the owner, I don't know her.
Right.
Would it be better than mentioning it to my friend if I walked over to her and said, hey, by the way, I'm really not trying to be a jerk, but I saw that slip into the trash, and if that happens again, just throw it away. Would that be a better way to handle it, or would she snap at me if I did that?
I'd call the manager, John.
Oh,
this is
no.
a
You're
health
getting
and
people
safety
fired.
And she didn't do, she
Bergman,
didn't just
what
do
would
it
you
this
do?
One time.
Yeah, you can't be taking things out of the trash, man.
Right. If she guarantee you, John, this is not the first time she's done this.
Right.
Yeah.
She's done this before.
But now,
Mace,
I put her out in the street when no one's hiring.
All right. Hey, we got Fast Track coming up for you today at 1:55. Make sure you're here for that in about 15 minutes. In the meantime, coming up next, John, there's a McDonald's Reddit thread that I think is interesting. It's not bagging on McDonald's. It's just interesting stuff about McDonald's. So we got that coming up next for you. Then Fast Track, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Yep, that's a week from today. Travis and the Slee. Trav and Slee will be here every morning. You know what people ask me all the time? You're asking about Sliwa's life. People ask me what it looks like when we're doing the show. Like, where are we doing it? What do we see? What's happening? Where do you do the show specifically from, Ireland?
What I would refer to as the guest room in my house, like the extra bedroom we have.
So is there a bed?
Yes.
And is there a big screen TV?
Yeah. Well,
of course there is.
Well, it's like 30 inches. 32 inches.
32 inches.
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you wear when you're doing the show?
Right now, I have a pair of golf shorts and a white T-shirt on.
Okay. Bergman, where are you doing the show from?
I'm actually in studio with Jorge.
Studio. Nice. And Jorge is in studio also. So yeah. I do the show always wearing
jammies.
Don't
sound so excited.
I wear jammies.
Okay. So to qualify this. What you slept in last night, you still have on right now.
That is correct.
Okay. Come
on. I am wearing my jammies. They have little yellow ducks on them.
No, you're lying.
Send a picture.
Pictures.
Yeah, we don't believe it.
Pictures.
God. We want a picture. Send a picture of the ducks.
Okay, sending a picture of the ducks. And a Rams hoodie and a Dodgers hat. That's what I'm wearing.
Have you showered today?
I'm in my living room. Of course, I shower every single day.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
It's not that bad.
Wait a minute. You showered, and then you put the clothes that you slept in back on?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
I
don't
did
lie.
Why wouldn't you put clean clothes on after you showered?
This is what I slept in, because that's my uniform right now. This is what
right,
I'm wearing.
You understand that you just you took the time to clean yourself, and then you put dirty clothes back on.
Right. I took a clean me and put me in my clothes from
that
yesterday.
That makes no sense.
And I'm fine.
Yeah. We should call you Pigpen. That makes no sense.
No, it's not. It's not. All right, so we got Fast Track coming up for you in a couple of minutes. John, McDonald's has there's a Reddit thread about McDonald's. You know, they have 3,800 restaurants worldwide and 200,000 employees. And this Reddit thread, they share some secrets about McDonald's. And they're not like negative, awful things. So here's number one. Dehydrated onions, you put them in a metal thing and just add water. The thing is, they taste great. But I was shocked and happy that I didn't have to cut onions. Now, I think when you go to a ballpark, those are also dehydrated onions.
I would
think.
Yeah. People don't have time to cut up onions.
No. I found out that when making 5 gallons of sweet tea, an entire 4-pound bag of sugar goes in. 5 gallons of sweet tea, 4-pound bag of sugar goes in. That is some serious sweet tea. All right. I also had a manager that insisted more people purchase Filet-O-Fish when it's raining out because they subconsciously associate the watery weather with fish. Anyway, he did some research by pouring through sales of Filet-O-Fish for months and months and comparing it to weather data for each day. Turns out he found himself something like a 3% increase of Filet-O-Fish sales on rainy days. So it's true. People buy more Filet-O-Fish when it's raining. Here's one. For the one I worked at in high school, burgers are kept in a warming area for no more than 15 minutes, then thrown out and new ones are made. See,
no, I knew this. I knew this. So a friend of mine in high school worked at a McDonald's, and he said, if you guys are coming by, and this is before, you know, you could text people and everybody had cell phones. If you guys are coming by, let me know what time, because we throw out burgers that are, that have been on the grill for longer than 15 minutes, and I'll just meet you in back. And he would give us free burgers, which I thought was kind of weird that they would just throw that stuff out.
Here's extending that. At the end of the night, all the cooked meat is thrown out. If you want, if you're an employee, you can use it to make burgers and take them home with you.
Yeah, I knew that there was some element of that going on.
Okay, one thing I was shocked by. No burgers are flipped. You put your patties on the grill, hit a couple of buttons, and a second grill comes down and both sides are cooked for you. I didn't know that.
I
assume
either.
They were back there flipping burgers.
Yeah.
and the last one, the Mac sauce. I guess this is the secret sauce.
Yeah,
mayo.
It's Thousand Island dressing, right?
Right. That's really what secret dressing is. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Big Mac sauce, the mayo, and the tartar are basically in caulk tubes that get loaded into, like, caulk guns. You pull the trigger on the handle, and really satisfying, ratchety clanking delivers a powerful, saucy surprise for the awaiting buns. Right. Problem is, it takes a bit of finesse, because if you hit that trigger too hard, you'll blow the bun and the wad of cream through the condiment station and onto the wall 8 feet away.
Yeah.
No joke, the first couple tartar splurts of a fresh tube come out so hot, I'd fire a shot or two in the trash to avoid premature spatulation during the lunch rush.
That sounds like a sex term.
Yeah.
Hey, okay. But I know we got Fast Track coming up.
Yes.
But I want to circle back to something.
Okay.
You know that it's ridiculous that you put dirty clothes back on after you took a shower,
it's
right?
Normal.
Yes, it
normal.
Is. It's weird.
No, it's normal.
Also, how is that
normal? I don't know anyone who
my
does
clothes
that.
Aren't getting my clothes are not getting dirty. I have two
hoodies. They were already dirty. You slept in them.
You're assuming I'm a slob. They were clean after I slept in them. They were still clean, and I took a shower, and I slid back into these same clothes.
How many days in a row did you sleep in those clothes?
I've probably slept in these 3 days in a row.
And how often will you throw those clothes in the wash?
I'll say every 4 or 5 days.
See, that's ridiculous. Most people, you realize, most people get up in the morning, they take whatever they slept in, throw it in the hamper, take a shower, put on clean clothes, and at the end of that day, whatever they were doing, they put those clothes in the hamper, and then you do the same thing the next day.
All right, here's the real question. Same chonies or clean chonies?
Yeah, underwear. What do you do with the underwear?
I'm free.
You're going commando?
Yes.
And you still wearing it for 3 days?
Yeah, I'm totally free.
Oh, you're like Kramer on Seinfeld.
I don't think this is weird, by the way. I think a lot of people during the pandemic are living just like
my
I
wife
am.
Does something that is equally strange.
Okay.
She plays a ton of tennis, okay?
Yep.
She takes a shower before she goes to play tennis, and then after she gets done playing, she takes another shower. But she says she doesn't want to go over there dirty. I go, well, you're about to sweat. Just don't. What are you doing? She goes, no, I need a shower to wake up and get me going, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay. So I don't know. Do you know anybody else who takes showers before they exercise?
No, that's just you. You're weirdly.
No, that's Lisa.
Freak. Oh, that's Lisa. But you also take multiple showers per day.
Yeah, showers for me are like a reset.
Yeah.
Like if I need to do something. Like this morning I had a meeting, so I took a shower, just get ready for the meeting, wake up, then I have a meeting, and now I do the show, and I'll take another shower later.
Yeah, see, I'm doing what most people are doing during the pandemic. I'm roughing it, man. I'm roughing it.
Yeah, no one.
I find some comfortable clothes and I keep wearing them.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah, but the clothes, I'm not doubting that the clothes are comfortable. What I'm telling you is the clothes are dirty after a day or two, 3-4 days is ridiculous.
Look, yeah, if you're not going to take a shower for a couple days and you're all by yourself in the house, okay, fine. Like that's fine. It's just you and Juan. But if you're going to shower and then put clothes back on, you don't put the same clothes on that you're going free in.
Here's the one. Living wild and free. And free.
I'm just letting you know, I have an all-encompassing Fast Track today with a lot of variety. It's going to be a little all over the place, but
excellent.
It's good.
We love that. All over the place Fast Track is coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
I get it, Mace. You're like a C-list celebrity.